Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now more on the storm. Joining us to talk about it and city preparations is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks very much for speaking live to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Great. Anticipating the storm like everyone else. Tell those heading out of their houses this morning, maybe in the next few minutes, what they can expect. And should they drive? Is it safe to drive or should they take public transportation today?
Well, first of all, anyone who's traveling today, I'm encouraging public transportation. We have a snow emergency going into effect at 10 o'clock this morning in the city, which means there's no parking on some of the major thoroughfares in the city. It's all online. We're also looking at blizzard conditions as the day goes on. As the day goes on, it's going to get worse here in the city of Boston. We obviously canceled school today, and we're preparing for a long, snowy day. It's going to start early starting a couple hours here this morning. We're going to have about 600 pieces of equipment out on the street all day today. We're going to start by pre-treating our roads, and then we're going to be going into a plow mode. So you're going to see a lot of activity out there from Public Works today.
You feel the city's ready for this storm, even though it's going to be a fairly big storm from the snowfall forecast?
Yeah, we're ready for it, but we also want to make sure, you know, we have a plan for our homeless folks that are out there. We have a plan. We notified our seniors yesterday who might need help. We you know, it's one of those things that you just don't know what's going to happen. The weather's very unpredictable. And you know, you hope you're planned for everything, and we feel we are going into it, but you just don't want surprises will happen today.
You know, it's not our first time at this kind of dance, of course. I'm wondering what you have seen over the years are some of the biggest mistakes that residents tend to make during days like this.
I think, you know, one of them is people tend to go out and try to drive their car and this stuff, and it's dangerous, and obviously it can. When it's snow like this, you get stuck out in the streets, and which will make it difficult for us to plow. And then also, when people are shoveling and plowing, we ask people not to shovel back into the streets, and don't be plowing your snow into the streets if you're driving your driveways out, because you know, oftentimes the city plows will come by and clean the streets. People will start shoveling in the streets, and it'll look as if it wasn't touched, and that's not the way. That's not the way it's going to go. And be patient with each other.
Of course,
you know, the space saver rules is in effect. I mean, you'll be able to, except for the south end, you'll be able to save your space. But you know, be patient with each other. People tend to get very agitated when it's snowing out there and become very territorial.
You know, I should say, as you know, the city implemented a kind of stiff fine on people if they don't shovel their sidewalks right after storms. I'm wondering, since the snowfall from this storm is going to potentially be so large, are you going to relax the timeline on when they have to have their sidewalk shoveled by?
No. The change in the law really dealt with people throwing and businesses pushing snow into the streets. That's really what the focus was. It wasn't necessarily on the shoveling of the streets. The rule is technically 3 hours after a snowstorm, but we know that we just want to make sure the streets, the sidewalks are cleared, you know, not 3 days after. So we're asking people to get out there and clean their paths, you know, a few hours after the storm. But, you know, obviously into tonight and tomorrow, the storm's going to linger all day long into this evening. So it'll be a very complicated shovel this time.
All right, and calls into the city's various hotlines. What do people want to, from your experience and from what you've heard already in advance of this storm, what do people want to know?
Well, first of all, let me just explain to people, if you have any questions at all about the snow, non-emergency, we ask you to call 311. We have plenty of operators on call, and we're going to be answering phones all day long, answering questions, whatever people might have. Anything that's an emergency, we're asking you to call 911. Obviously, that's important for people to any emergency situations, you call 911. We're also asking, when you're shoveling, shovel out crosswalks crosswalks and fire hydrants. Don't worry about meters today. Crosswalks and fire hydrants. And then when people call, they have a various different issues, what they want to talk about. They generally will talk about plowing of this street that hasn't happened. We're going to be plowing streets all day long. There's going to be times where people are going to feel like the streets haven't been touched. because of the accumulation of snow. We are plowing all day long, and we will get to your streets. So just leave those numbers and be patient with folks. Again, it's a big city, and we have a lot of snow coming.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks for speaking with us, and good luck today.
Thank you.